Right, let's start off with cricket. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad feels there's plenty learnings to take away from their three-run T20 International Tri-Series final defeat against New Zealand yesterday. Now, South Africa needed just 7 runs off the final over, but lost Dewald Brewis and George Linder to Black Caps Matt Henry's clinical bowling.
Yeah, ifs and buts. At the end of the day, it wasn't meant to be. But we played some really good cricket today. We played really well. New Zealand have been the class side in the tournament, so hats off to them. But I'm thrilled with the way we played and so many good things that we can take forward from here. Whilst the result is disappointing, there were so many good things that happened there today that we can be really proud of and that I am really proud of.
The Black Caps ended the Tri-Series, which included Zimbabwe, unbeaten. And then England going to the final day of the fourth test against India with a chance of wrapping up a series victory. Now, they lead the tourists by 137 runs and have them on 174/2 in their second innings. Now, a win at Old Trafford will give England an unassailable 3-1 lead, but former captain Nasser Hussain says it's not guaranteed.
One thing I know about Indian batters, for as long as I've known the game of cricket, they love batting. They're not going to give you their wicket. You're going to have to work very hard. England are going to have to work very hard for every one of these next eight wickets because India are still in this series.
And then closing off with rugby, Springbok women performance coach Swayze de Breinfields, his side, have taken another positive step towards the Rugby World Cup in England despite their 34-26 loss in their test against New Zealand in the Mother City yesterday. Now, the South African side recovered from a tough first half, which saw the defence leak 4 tries but just 2 in the second half. And then British and Irish Lions prop Tadhg Furlong says their series-clinching win in Melbourne was quite emotional. Andy Farrell's side came from behind to claim a 29-26 victory with the last try. They'll go for a clean sweep in Sydney next week. Furlong says it's been a trip of a lifetime.
Lions has played a massive part in my career. Not so much as me as a person, but definitely as a rugby player. It's shaped the way I play the game or think about the game, and it's kind of a mad one. I know this Lions tour is going to be me kind of closing the book on the Lions, and I don't want it to end.
Right, that's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.